بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the discussion pertaining to jihad, after speaking about physical preparation in yesterday's verse, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that despite all of this preparation and taking up arms, etc., in reality, it is still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is sufficient for you. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, hasbuka Allahu wa man ittaba'aka minal mu'mineen. And there are two ways of understanding this particular verse. The first tafsir that mufassirin have mentioned is that Allah is addressing Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, O Messenger, Allah is sufficient for you and for those believers who follow you. Allah is sufficient for you, and He is sufficient for those believers who are with you. And the second interpretation of the verse is that Allah is saying that Allah and your followers, meaning the believers who follow you, are sufficient for you. In other words, Allah is the one who will take care of you. And as far as worldly support is concerned, then these believers who are with you, they are sufficient for you. You do not need anybody else besides them. But nevertheless, here Allah is turning the attention of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam back to him, that after your physical preparation, after taking up arms, after honing your skills as far as archery was concerned, as far as your war horses were concerned, you will still have to place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, harridil mu'mineena ala al-qital. O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, encourage the believers to fight. Give them encouragement, spur them on. And under this verse, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned the well-known incident of Umair ibn Hammam radiyallahu anhu. On the occasion of the Battle of Badr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in response to this verse that encouraged the believers to fight, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made an announcement or called out amongst the people saying, قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, that O my Sahaba, stand up and go forth towards a Jannah whose breath is that of the skies and the earth. So when he said this, Umair ibn Hammam radiyallahu anhu asks, O Nabi of Allah, is this really the size of Jannah, the breath or the width of the skies and the earth? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, yes. So he then responds, Bakhin, Bakhin, which means how excellent. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asks him that, O Umair, what has made you say this? So he says, I have a yearning and a desire within me to be part of the inhabitants of such a Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says to him, إِنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا, that you are from its inhabitants. In other words, he gives him guarantee already. And Umair radiallahu anhu hears this, then he was eating some kajur, some dates. So he says that if I live for long enough to complete eating these dates, it would be too long. So he then puts it aside and he goes forth into the battlefield and he fights very bravely until eventually he gains shahadat, he gains martyrdom. So this was told to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that encourage the believers, spur them on to fight. And then the obligation of qital now is mentioned. At which stage are the Muslims required to face the enemy, to face the opposition, despite the numbers not being fair? So at which point will it now be permissible for them to turn away and say that we are unable to take on such a large army? So here, the first verse that is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if the odds are 1 to 10, for every one believer there are 10 of the opposition, then it will be an obligation. You will be required to fight them. إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنَ. Allah says, if there are 20 steadfast ones from amongst you, then they will be able to overpower 200 of the enemy. وَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ مِئَةٌ, and if there are 100 from amongst you, يَغْلِبُوا أَلْفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, then they will overpower 1,000 of the disbelievers. Why? بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, because the disbelievers are a group that do not have true understanding. In other words, all they understand is physical preparation, the outward means of preparation. Therefore, all they have brought is a large number. But the believers understand the hidden system of Allah. They understand trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand assistance from Allah. Therefore, even if the odds are 1 to 10, you will still be required and obligated to fight them. So this was the initial guidance. But thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made things easier upon the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and brought down those odds to 1:2. For every one believer, if there are two on the in the opposing army, then it will be an obligation to fight them. And if their numbers are larger than this, then it would be permissible not to fight. So Allah mentions, Al-ana khaffafa Allahu ankum. Allah has now lightened matters for you, made things easier for you. وَعَلِمَ أَنَّ فِيكُمْ ضَعْفًا. And Allah knows that there may be some weakness in you. In other words, many of the those Sahaba who had accepted Islam in the earlier days had now become elderly, had now perhaps become weak physically. There were many new Muslims coming into Islam whose reliance and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps was not as strong as yet. So therefore Allah now reduces these odds and says, فَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ مِئَةٌ صَابِرَةٌ. If there are 100 steadfast ones from amongst you, يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنَ, then they will overpower 200. وَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أَلْفٌ. And if there are 1,000 from amongst you, يَغْلِبُوا أَلْفَيْنِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, then they will overpower 2,000 with the permission of Allah. وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah is with those who are steadfast. So initially it was 1:10, and it was then reduced to 1:2. Although we find later on in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and thereafter, Sahaba radiallahu anhum still fought with odds that were lower than this. Sometimes the opposing army was more than 2 times the size of the Muslim army. Sometimes more than 10 times the size also. But this is just speaking about what will be the obligation. At which point will you then be permitted to turn away and refuse to fight? If it's 1:2, it will still be required to take part and to fight the opposing army. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.